This is HMM correspondent Erica Diggs, and I'm speaking with from the Troy Art Group. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to start off with, what is your background in?
So I have been a musician since for almost 20 years now. Started playing bass guitar. Actually, my first instrument was oboe, and I hated it, so switched to bass guitar, and was able to kind of thrive in that and teach myself guitar, and haven't stopped since. Been a cook for 10 years, and then the past 3 years of my life, I was a brewer for a small nano brewery. But that has, I just left that job.
Okay, and how long have you been a painter for?
Well, let's see, since a week before the Troy protest.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I've never really had a background in visual art, but always a strong appreciation for it, that's for sure. And I have a bunch of friends that are really talented artists of all sorts of forms, so. Probably led us to what transpired before the protest here in Troy, the week before, and the Troy Art Group projects that just sort of happened.
Okay, and what inspired you to create artwork for the protest?
So it was a week before the protest. I remember it was that Sunday night. I just got out of work and I saw that they're boarding up some of the buildings here in downtown Troy. Went to my friend's house, who he lives right near Brown's Brewery over there. And some of the buildings were boarded up over there. So we had a few drinks and chilled outside and started painting. You know, just started kind of putting little BLMs around and stuff and doodles. You know, pretty much.
Graffiti, I hear.
Then the next morning, I woke up and walked my dog and saw all of downtown's being boarded up. It's not just some buildings, all of downtown's being boarded up. And that made me very upset. It made me really upset. I don't like, I mean, it wasn't even talked about with the community. I have a few friends that are business owners around here, and they are like, yeah, the property owner just said we're boarding it up. We asked them not to. They said, too bad. They don't want to pay for new windows. Right. And the whole intention of this protest was to be completely peaceful. Nobody's talking about breaking anything around here. And so I was really upset after walking my dog. I was hanging out with my roommate, Chris, who is one of the founders of Troy Art Group. And him and I were talking about it. We were both kind of upset. And then we both just kind of had the idea, well, if we just start painting it all? Just paint it all. Make it look a little better. I mean, yeah, it's kind of like putting lipstick on a pig, but better than doing nothing.
And what was your biggest hurdle you had to overcome in music?
In music? It's self-confidence, really, getting out there. I mean, the biggest hurdle, I think, for me was trying to fully express myself in my performing.
Mm.
And really just the hurdle was to learn to let go and just be your natural self. And
Let it flow.
Whatever happens up there, happens up there. Sometimes it's going to be good, sometimes it's going to be bad, but just got to orchestrate chaos.
At least you did it, you know? You took that step that most people don't take, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it seemed right.
And what would you tell that little boy or girl who is interested in pursuing art as a career, or music for that matter?
Well, you're going to be met with some opposition. People are going to tell you, like, oh, you should focus on things that will make you more successful. When really, you know, you can find your own success in art, whether it be visual, audible. That's a tough step to make, you know, to like have full confidence in your art, because you're not going to get it from anybody else besides yourself.
Okay. And do you have any upcoming projects that the community should be aware of?
Well, this Friday, Troy Night Out, we are doing like a gallery of all the pictures and some of the plywood art that we did before the protest. There'll be a gallery over here at Monument Square and 518 Craft and Troy Art Center. They're all kind of getting together to help with the fundraiser for the YWCA. Mm. And they're going to auction off some of the plywood art, and some money's going to go to that. Some money's going to be moved around for other community resources.
Okay, that sounds good. And how can the public get in touch with you and see more of your work?
Well, you could go to the Troy Art Group page, where the Facebook page that we have up, where we have most of the members in there trying to discuss different projects and stuff for the future. I mean, as far as music goes, it's going to be a while before I feel comfortable with putting anything out. I like to try to have my music come organically.
Yeah.
And not rush anything. And there's definitely no rush if there's no live performing right now.
Right.
COVID times.
Right.
That's kind of a thing of the past. And yeah, that was a little disheartening when the first 3 months of the pandemic, I just didn't play guitar at all.
How'd that make you feel?
Oh, awful. Yeah, but if there's no live performing, then what's the point? That's how I was looking at it. But then, after 3 months of that mindset, it's this is going nowhere, this way of thinking is not helping. So I've been trying to create a lot more, at least learn a song at least once a day now.
It's a good goal.
Yeah.
Okay, one last question.
Okay.
Fun fact,
okay. Man, you're putting me on the spot.
Oh, come on. It's such a quickie.
Fun fact.
Favorite color.
Favorite color? Azul.
Okay. For those of you who don't know, that is blue in Espanol. This has been HMM correspondent Erica Diggs, and I spoke with from the Troy Art Group. Thank you so much.
Thank you.